Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I know that sometimes the days feel long and the nights even longer. Maybe your struggle is financial. You're worrying about how to pay the bills. Maybe it's your health and you're feeling weak and tired. Or maybe you're feeling alone in this world, wondering if anyone cares. But hear me, today, God is working. He's already planning your way out. You see, hardship is not the end of your story. It's just a chapter, and like every chapter, it will close. God doesn't want you to stay in the dark forever. Your pain has an expiration date, and God is the one who will lift you out of that dark valley. You might not know when or how, but trust that He is moving things around for your good, even when you can't feel it. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown." What does this tell us? It tells us that you are not alone in your hardship. God is right there with you. He's walking through every moment of pain with you. And even though it feels overwhelming now, you will not be overcome by it. He will carry you through it. I know some of you have been struggling for a long time. You might feel like things aren't changing fast enough. Maybe you've even lost hope that things can get better. But let me remind you, God's timing is different from ours. Sometimes He lets us go through tough times to build our strength, to shape our character, or to prepare us for the blessings ahead. But the good news is, the hardship won't last forever. Your breakthrough is coming, and it's closer than you think. In Psalm 34:19, it says, "The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." Notice the word all, not a few, but all. God has promised to deliver you from every hardship you face. So, whatever it is that's weighing you down, know that God will lift you up. Your suffering is temporary, but God's deliverance is permanent. My friends, I want you to remember that God is faithful. He has never left you, and He never will. It may feel like He's silent, but He's not absent. Sometimes, the hardest moments of life are the ones that lead to the greatest victories. Your hardship will turn into a testimony. Your struggle will turn into strength. And when God brings you out, you will be stronger, wiser, and more grateful than ever before. I know it's hard to wait when you're in pain. I know it's hard to trust when the road is rough. But hold on, because God is about to turn things around. He is going to take you out of your hardship soon. And when He does, you'll see that it was all worth it. My friends, sometimes, when we are in the thick of our struggles, we feel like we're trapped. We feel stuck, as if there's no way forward. But let me tell you something. God is never stuck. He knows exactly where you are and how to lead you out of it. While you might feel like you're walking through a desert, God is preparing an oasis just ahead. Even if you can't see the way out right now, God already has your escape plan mapped out. In times of hardship, we often ask, why? God, why am I going through this? But what if we shifted that question to what? God, what are you preparing me for? You see, hardships often come right before breakthroughs. There's something about the struggle that prepares us for the blessing that's on the other side. It sharpens us, it humbles us, and it makes us ready to receive more than we ever imagined. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, That person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. This verse tells us that there is a reward for your perseverance. It might feel like your hardship is endless, but God is watching how you endure. He sees your faithfulness, your resilience, and he promises that those who stand firm will be blessed. Your hardship is temporary, but God's blessings are eternal. My dear friends, I know there are moments when you feel weak. Maybe you're wondering how much longer you can hold on. Maybe you've even questioned if it's worth holding on at all. But let me tell you this, don't give up. The victory is closer than you think. It's often right when we feel like we can't take another step that the breakthrough comes. God knows your limits. He knows exactly how much you can handle, and he will not let you go beyond what you are able to endure. In fact, in your weakest moments, that's when God is strongest. When you feel like you've reached the end of your strength, that's when God
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Steps in and carries you. You may feel like you can't take another step, but God will carry you through. Your hardship is not meant to break you. It's meant to build you. It's not meant to destroy you. It's meant to prepare you for something far greater than you can imagine. I want to remind you today that your current situation is not your final destination. God has a plan for you, and that plan includes victory. The hardship you're going through right now is just a stop on the journey, but it's not the end of the road. The pain you're feeling will be replaced by joy. The worry will be replaced by peace, and the hardship will be replaced by blessings. Romans 8:18 tells us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Think about that for a moment. The pain you're experiencing now is not even worth comparing to the glory that's coming. This means that what God has in store for you is far greater than the hardship you're currently facing. The victory he is preparing for you will make every moment of suffering fade into the background. Beloved, I know some of you right now are being tested. You're going through challenges that are making you question everything. You might even be asking yourself, "Where is God in all of this? Why am I going through this?" But let me tell you something. Your faith is like a muscle. The more it's tested, the stronger it becomes. And God, in his wisdom, knows exactly how to grow your faith through these difficult seasons. This is not to say that God wants you to suffer. No, he loves you too much for that. But he knows that in the midst of hardship, your faith has the opportunity to become something powerful, something that can move mountains. He's stretching your faith so that you can handle the great things he's preparing for you. You may not understand it now, but one day you will look back on this season and see how it prepared you for the blessings that are coming. You see, hardship can often feel like it's breaking us, but in reality, It's making us stronger. It's building our endurance. It's teaching us to rely on God more fully than we ever have before. When you feel like you have nothing left, that's when God steps in with his strength. And that's when real faith is born. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's not just a nice verse to read. It's a truth for you to hold on to. Whatever your hardship is right now, know that Christ is giving you strength to get through it. You may feel weak, but through him, you are stronger than you know. This is how God carries us through our hardest times. He gives us the strength we need, moment by moment. day by day. Now, I know some of you are tired. You've been dealing with hardship for a long time, and it feels like it's never going to end. But I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you feel like you can't go any further, that's when God's power begins to shine the brightest. He will carry you through this season. But you have to hold on. Keep trusting Him, even when it feels like nothing is changing. God is working in ways that you cannot yet see. And let me tell you something else. Your hardship is not just about you. Yes, God is growing your faith, but He's also preparing you to be a blessing to others. You see, when God brings you out of this difficult time, and He will, your story will be a testimony to others who are going through similar struggles. You will be able to encourage people who are facing the same hardships because you've been through it and you've seen how God works in the midst of pain. This hardship you're facing right now is going to be part of your testimony. It's going to be a story of God's faithfulness, a story of how He carried you when you couldn't carry yourself. It's going to be a reminder to others that even in the darkest times, God never leaves us, and He always has a plan to bring us through. You see, God is not just bringing you out of this hardship for your sake. He's bringing you out so that you can shine His light to others. He's preparing you to be a beacon of hope, a living example of what it looks like to trust God, even when the road is tough. And when people see how God brought you out of your hardship, they will be encouraged to keep going in their own struggles. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This verse is a powerful reminder that God's grace is enough to carry you through any situation. His power shines the brightest when we are at our weakest. So, if you feel weak today, know that God's power is working in you and through you, even when you don't feel it. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today to keep going, keep trusting, keep holding on to God's promises. Your hardship is temporary, but God's goodness is forever. He will take you out of this difficult season, and when He does, you will be stronger, your faith will be deeper, and your story will inspire others. My friends, you may feel like the pain is dragging on, like there's no end in sight. But trust me, God is never late, and He is never early. He knows exactly when to step in and deliver you, and when He does, it will be in a way that not only changes your situation, but transforms your life. You see, sometimes the very thing we think is holding us back is actually positioning us for the breakthrough we've been praying for. It's hard to see when you're in the middle of it, but God sees the bigger picture. He knows the end from the beginning, and He knows the perfect time to bring you out of this hardship. But in the meantime, what do? We wait, yes, but not just any kind of waiting. We wait with hope. We wait with expectation. We wait knowing that God has something better on the way. This kind of waiting is different from just sitting and hoping things will get better. It's an active kind of waiting. It's trusting that, while we may not understand everything, God is still in control, working all things together for our good. In this period of hardship, I want you to think of yourself as being in the preparation stage. Just like an artist who takes time to perfect their masterpiece, God is working on the masterpiece of your life. He's taking His time, making sure every detail is just right, so that when you come out of this season, you will step into something far greater than what you ever imagined. Let me say this clearly. God is not delaying your blessing to hurt you. No. He is aligning it with His perfect plan, so that when it comes, It will be beyond anything you could have expected. It's like baking a cake. If you take it out of the oven too soon, it won't be ready. The process needs to be complete. And just like that cake, you are still in the process. God is still working on the details of your breakthrough, and when it's ready, it will be perfect. So, what can you do while you wait? First, keep your heart full of hope. Don't let the hardship make you bitter or lose sight of God's goodness. It's easy to become frustrated, but keep reminding yourself that God is faithful and His timing is perfect, even when it feels like nothing is happening. Know that God is moving behind the scenes. He's setting things up in ways you can't yet see. Secondly, while you wait, I encourage you to focus on gratitude. Yes, gratitude in the middle of hardship. It may sound strange, but when you start thanking God for what you do have, it shifts your perspective. Gratitude opens your heart to see that even in the struggle, there are still blessings around you. There are still reasons to be thankful. It helps you to trust that the same God who has brought you this far will take you all the way to your breakthrough. Now, I'm not saying to pretend that everything is perfect. Hardship is real, and it hurts. But in the middle of that pain, look for the things you can be thankful for, no matter how small. Maybe it's the love of family, a friend who's been by your side, or even the strength to keep going one more day. These little blessings are reminders that God is with you, even in the hardest of times. Another important thing to do while you wait is to prepare your heart for the breakthrough. Sometimes, we get so focused on the pain of the moment that we forget that God is getting ready to bring us out of it. This is not the end of your story. There is more ahead, and it's good. So while you wait, start preparing your heart for what God is about to do. Prepare yourself to receive the blessings that are coming. And how do we do that? We prepare our hearts by staying close to God, by praying, and by keeping our faith alive. Don't let the hardship make you doubt His love or His plan for your life. Keep speaking words of faith over your situation. Keep believing that God is able and that He will take you out of this hardship soon. Your faith is the key to unlocking the doors to your next chapter. Finally, dear friends, I want to remind you that God never wastes a season. The time you are going through right now is not pointless. There's a purpose for your pain, and there's a purpose for this waiting season. God is teaching you something. Maybe He's teaching you patience. Maybe He's teaching you to trust Him more deeply. Maybe He's teaching you to rely on Him fully, even when things don't make sense. Whatever it is, don't rush the process. This hardship, as painful as it is shaping you into the person you need to be for the next chapter of your life. God is using it to strengthen you, to build your character, and to prepare you for the blessings that are coming. And when you come out on the other side of this, you will be better, stronger, and more ready for what God has in store. God will take you out of your hardship soon, but until then, keep trusting His timing. Keep believing that the best is yet to come. Keep holding on to the hope that God's plan for you is greater than anything you can imagine. He is faithful, and He will not leave you in this hardship forever. The breakthrough is coming, and when it does, it will be more than worth the wait. Brothers and sisters, I want to speak to your hearts again and remind you that while the hardship feels heavy right now, you are not meant to carry it alone. God is with you, walking right beside you, helping you bear the weight of your burden. Sometimes, in the middle of a storm, we forget that we are not alone, and that is when fear and anxiety creep in. But I want to tell you today, God sees you. He knows your pain, and He is standing right there with you through every single moment of your struggle. We often feel like we have to carry the whole weight of our hardship ourselves. We feel like we must figure out how to solve it, how to make things right, how to be strong all the time. But the truth is, God never meant for us to carry these burdens by ourselves. He invites us to cast our burdens onto Him because He is strong enough to handle them. There's a sense of relief that comes when you remember that you don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't need to know exactly how things will get better or when the hardship will end. You only need to trust the One who is greater than your hardship, the One who holds your future in His hands. In Matthew 11, 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is an invitation from God to you. He is calling you to bring your worries, your fears, your pain, and your hardships to Him. He knows that you are tired. He knows that this season of waiting has worn you down. But He promises you rest. Rest for your heart, your mind, and your spirit. Sometimes, in our hardships, we keep pushing and pushing, thinking that we have to be the ones to solve everything. But God is saying, "Let me help you. Let me carry this with you." He wants to take the load off your shoulders. He wants to give you peace, even while you're still in the middle of your struggle. But for that to happen, you have to let go. You have to let go. You have to release your fears and trust that God will take care of you. My friends, it's okay to admit that you're tired.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's okay to say, "God, I don't have the strength to do this alone." That's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of trust. When you come to the end of your own strength, that's when God's strength shines the brightest. When you stop trying to carry everything by yourself, that's when you make room for God to step in and do what only He can do. You see, God is not just watching you from a distance. He is not sitting on sidelines waiting for you to figure it all out. He is right there with you, offering His strength, His peace, and His comfort. You are not alone in this. The God of the universe is with you, and He will not abandon you in your time of need. I know that when you're going through hardship, it can feel like no one understands what you're going through. It can feel like you're isolated, struggling to keep your head above water. But even when people around you may not fully understand your pain, God does. He sees every tear, He hears every cry, and He feels the depth of your struggle. And because He loves you so deeply, He is working to bring you out of this hardship soon. You don't have to hide your pain from God. You don't have to pretend like everything is okay when it's not. God wants your honesty. He wants you to come to Him with your brokenness, with your doubts, with your fears. When you do, He will meet you right where you are, and He will begin to lift the burden off your heart. Friends, God knows exactly how hard this season has been for you. He knows the sleepless nights, the moments of fear, and the heaviness in your heart. But I want to remind you today that this hardship will not last forever. God will take you out of it soon. But while you're still in it, He wants to give you His peace and His strength. He wants to carry the weight of your burden so that you can rest in His presence. I encourage you today to take a moment and release your worries to God, whatever is weighing on your heart right now. Whether it's financial struggles, health issues, broken relationships, or feelings of hopelessness, give it to God. Trust Him with it. Let Him carry it for you. And while you wait for the breakthrough, allow God's peace to settle in your heart. This peace doesn't come from knowing all the answers, or having everything figured out. It comes from knowing that God is in control and that He is working all things together for your good, even when it doesn't feel like it. You may be in a hard place right now, but you are not stuck here. This is not your final destination. God is leading you out of this hardship, and when He does, you will step into a season of victory, peace, and joy like never before. But for now, rest in His strength. Let Him carry you through. And remember that no matter how hard things may seem, God will take you out of your hardship soon. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with heavy hearts, trusting in Your love and power. Lord, You see our struggles and know the burdens we carry. We ask for Your help to take us out of these hardships soon. For those in need of healing, we pray for Your touch. Restore our bodies, minds, and spirits. You are the great healer, and we believe in Your ability to heal every part of our being. We also lift up our financial struggles to You. Open doors of opportunity and provide for our needs. Help us to trust that You will supply all we require. As we wait for our breakthroughs, grant us patience and peace. Remind us that we are not alone and that You are working on our behalf. We thank You for the healing and blessings that are on the way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.